The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week, as she does each and every week. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
Thanks, Gil. I'm terrific. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you with me, but stay away from the phone because I have a cold and I don't want you to get it.
Oh, you're so sweet. I won't.
Well, there you go. Let me assure you, listening in Radio Land, you can't get it from your loudspeaker. Neighbors, they are close enough to get my cold, actually. They're part of all of our lives. How's that for a segue? They're part of all of our lives, unless you're a total hermit. Well, so what does House Logic have about neighbors? Because that's what we're doing our show about this week.
Well, sure. We have lots of tips on ways to interact with your neighbors. You know, everything from how to plan a block party to how to mobilize a community for a common cause. And we've talked about some of those things in past shows. But there's a more formalized institution we have for engaging with our neighbors. And that's what I'd like to talk to you and your listeners about today. And that's called the Homeowner or Condo Association. According to the Community Association Institute, which is the Association of Community Associations, there are about 60 million Americans who are members of a homeowners association.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised the number's that high. So, okay, besides the obvious, what is the difference between a homeowners association and a condo association?
Well, with condo associations, the members own their individual units. That's all the stuff within their walls. And a percentage interest in buildings' common areas and amenities. So, and it's the association that's generally responsible for the building exterior maintenance. With a homeowners association, of course, the homeowners own their homes. Generally here you're talking about townhouses or detached single-family homes and their yards. But the association manages and you have an interest in the common areas like streets and recreational facilities. But with a homeowners association, the homeowner is responsible for the exterior maintenance of his or her own home, of course.
Okay. Give us a little background. Tell our listeners, especially buyers who have not had much experience with the associations, especially now we know you've got tens of millions of Americans in them, and so people may be buying into one, some
Absolutely.
Basics about how these associations operate.
Sure. Well, homeowner or condo associations are made up of a group of your neighbors, right? We're talking about neighbors who manage
yeah.
common areas of a subdivision or condo building, as we just talked about. Now, the association is typically run by a board, and that board is typically elected by the property owners, and each of those board members is going to serve maybe a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
The association creates its own rules for the condo or for the community, and those rules are called covenants, conditions, and restrictions, or CC&Rs. And CC&Rs typically cover things like resident behavior. In other words, like maybe it says you can't have any glass containers at the common pool area. That might be
okay.
one of the things. It covers property management, things like, you know, no fences higher than 8 feet, no front doors painted lime green, those kinds of things. And it covers common responsibilities, and it has fee schedules and fines for noncompliance with these CC&Rs. And there are fees you have to pay to cover the cost of maintaining those common areas that the association is responsible for. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the average annual dues for a homeowners association is about $420. For a condo association, it's $2,400 a year.
Okay, so this is sort of like a blend of neighbors and investment partners.
Yes, yes, in fact it is. In fact, to take that thought and run with it for a second, you know,
yeah.
if too many homeowners in the association stop paying their fees, lenders can become unwilling to make mortgages or refinance properties in that community. Fannie Mae, for example, won't guarantee loans in condominiums where more than 15% of the homeowners are 30 days or more overdue on HOA fees, and that can hurt property values.
Okay, so I'm going to buy a house, and it's part of an association, and that may give me pause if I've never been a part of an association before. So what should I know?
Well, as we discussed, you know, homeowner or condo associations enforce community rules, and everyone is expected to contribute their share of financial support in terms of dues. So, you know, if you're someone who's a rugged, wild individualist, you might want to weigh whether it's a good arrangement for you. When my husband and I bought our house, we went looking for a community that didn't have an HOA, and we found one. And the great thing about that is we can do whatever we want with our property. You know, the bad thing about that is if somebody 5 doors down wants to paint their house pink and purple stripes, there's really nothing
yep.
we can do about it. And that's not going to help the community, you know, or the values in the community. And in fact, there's some data that suggests that buying into an association is really a good investment. A 2005 study out of Washington, D.C., compared a community with HOA and one without similar homes, and found that home values where there was an HOA were about 5.5% higher.
Which seems logical because the lenders, investors, and buyers know that not just the house, but the whole community is going to be held to certain standards and kept up to a certain degree.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very logical because, like you say, association rules and regulations typically relate to architectural guidelines and care and maintenance of the property, which in turn translate into the curb appeal, and that can help, you know, maintain or enhance property value.
Okay, if you're buying a condo, then what should people consider in terms of the condo association before they sign on the dotted line?
Well, you know, since you're legally required to abide by the association's rules, you want to make sure you review them thoroughly. The majority of states assume you've done that, you've done your due diligence of the association rules in the process of investigating and considering the home and community. And that's according to the Community Association Institute. So you just want to make sure you read everything and know what you're getting into.
There's a ton more to know about all of this, and I take it we can find this, and here's the final question, at houselogic.com.
Yes, you can find it at houselogic.com.
Amazing.
We have all sorts of things like what to do if the board, you know, ruling doesn't go in your favor, how to get involved with your homeowners association, how you can start stepping up the ladder there so you can have a voice and things. So lots of great information all at houselogic.com.
Okay, Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from houselogic.com. Thank you. As always, learned a lot.
Thank you, Gil. Take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.